this time.
Down the rise of the blood, yeah.
Letty, I'm my beautiful daughter, half Mexican and Saudi, the perfect girl from Cali.
Man, they love you because you're such a hip-hop head, and they love that. We love that. Everybody loves that.
I'm glad you really get it like that. She's a genius.
Give it up for Letty, please.
Hello. Okay, I think this is episode 27, so welcome. It's Letty Setco. And before I start, it's the holidays, and if you are having a very happy one, maybe this episode is not for you. It's a bit of a downer if you're not already down. And if you are down, this is for you because sometimes I feel like the world around us may be perpetuating a type of feeling, emotion, lifestyle, aesthetic vibe that you should be on, which isn't always the case. And that pressure may feel really, really, really unbearable during this time. And I just kind of want you to feel and know that you're understood, if by no one else, by me, and you aren't alone. All right. So I think the reason for it, because I've been thinking about this for the past week, addressing this and just talking to those that may be under the same vibe. And what I like to do with my struggle or my pain or my negatives or my L's is not internalize them and actually vocalize them to others so that these L's or these hardships or this struggle or this pain isn't in vain. That rhymed. I think it is easy to get caught up and, like I said, overwhelmed in these really dark moments of life sometimes, and feel like, what is the purpose of this? Why am I going through this? Why me? And I've found that when I express it to others, to not only seek understanding of my situation, but also to show understanding of other situation. Not that it doesn't hurt, but the hurt feels purposeful. And so I would encourage that if you are going through your own battles internally, externally, mostly I really feel like they might be external battles that you internalize because you don't want to show it. I encourage you to find your platform, find your tool of expression, find your creative output within that struggle. How can you use that and focus it into something? Not necessarily, it can be productive, it should be productive, and it will be if done, but how can you guide it, express it in a way that heals you and heals others at the same time? Here is my attempt. Okay, so the holidays, I think, just in general, and I'm going to take it back to last year, because I was at my sister's house for Christmas Eve. Latinos celebrate Christmas on Christmas Eve, and things didn't go so well. We ended up leaving early. I was upset. I was pregnant. I was in my hormones, and it just wasn't, it didn't feel good, right? And then I spoke to my hairstylist, who's the bomb at hair, by the way. Her name is Jamie. Her Instagram name is at Here for Jamie. All my girls out there, she does amazing hair. And I think she's in Monrovia, if that's the correct city. That's in California. She's the shit. She's amazing. But I went to her, I don't know if it was right after, if it was a couple weeks after, a couple months after, and just talking about family. And I brought up like the situation, and then it gave her permission to bring up the stuff that happened at her holiday party or family like get together that wasn't also like the best thing that could have happened. And what I found is that when you express that things are not perfect, these are not a Christmas card at your home, that other people feel comfortable telling you about their own, and then you both end up feeling a little bit more relieved because there's like a black sheep or like a dark, I guess, judgment feeling you have upon yourself when things don't go right in your own family or in your own get-togethers or with the holidays. And you're seeing, and I don't even want to just like pin it to social media because it's all over. You see it in TV commercials. You see it in your block, the way houses are decorated. You see it in the way people are so jolly at the freaking supermarket. You see everywhere again, like that vibe that you're supposed to have during the holidays, and the vibe that might not necessarily be the same within yourself or around your family. And you can judge yourself. You can feel like, dude, what's wrong with me? What's wrong with my family? Or it might make you feel hateful towards yourself, towards your family, or towards others and other people's families. And that's not something that you want, period. So yeah, I was telling her about what happened at my home. Then she told me what happened in her home. And then it just made us both feel like, oh shit, like shit does happen. And I want that for you. If Christmas Eve or Christmas Day or Hanukkah did not go well in your life, it is okay. That shit happens everywhere. Even though everyone's Instagram posts are with their family by the tree, you don't know what happened after they took that photo. You don't know what happened after, like, they made that post. And often they won't tell you because that would ruin their aesthetic, and that would ruin them being in with the standards that society is setting. So yeah, I just want to give you that liberty to have a fucked up Christmas and have a fucked up holidays. And maybe you're not talking to someone you would be talking to right now. Maybe you and so-and-so had a falling out, or you saw someone you didn't want to see, or you wish someone was there that wasn't there. I want you to know that those things are real. They happen. They don't just go away because it's the holidays for everyone else except you. That happens all around. People don't post about it though, but I'm here to tell you, like, that shit happens. That happens to me. And this Christmas, I think this year, 2019, is a very, very hard year in my personal life. Something I don't talk about too often because I want it to reach its like end result before I do speak on it, because so much can change when you're in the process. But currently, like, custody stuff with my oldest son is getting really, really hard, and it's very overwhelming and frustrating and hurtful. And at times I feel lost, at times I feel scared, at times I feel hopeless. And it's tragic in its own right. As a parent who loves their child, who wants the best for them and wants just more than anything peace for them, to be going through this. And then on top of everything else, he's a teenager. So there's a disconnect that may happen with that. And so this year's been really tough on that front. And then this year, my husband and our family, we lost Nipsey. And that's been tough. As much as it's been beautiful to see the love, and I'm speaking for my end, I'm not really speaking for my husband because he has his own thoughts and his own feelings, and he is going about it in a magnificent way, working. But when you're someone's partner, you can't help but maybe feel the things they may not be feeling outwardly. Because guys are taught as well themselves to react to things and carry on with things a certain way. But it's been hard. There are times where I've seen and felt his loss, and other things that have angered and frustrated me personally as a fan, then super angered and frustrated me personally knowing him. And then on top of that, even more so knowing and being the wife to my husband, who's good as blood with Nip. And so that stuff hit, and this Christmas just hasn't been as much as you like try to like. And I want to give you your props too, if you're just like trying your best to like chug, like fucking the train that could, the little engine that could. Like, I see that, because I feel that within myself and I see that within you. As much as you do that, it still tings and it still hits you and it still affects you. So yeah, this Christmas has been rough, but it's not as bad as you feel. Boz has this line on dopamine. He says, you're only as low as you think. Fuck it. You're never as low as you think. Nah, man, you're never as low as you think. And to me, what that feels like is that in our reality is what we think, what we believe to be true. And we think things are so low, and that's what it equals that it is low. But from the outside perspective, from the like bigger than me perspective, is you're never as low as you think. Please don't count yourself out. Please don't declare yourself inadequate or unable to be happy or to enjoy holidays or to overcome your issues or survive. Never think that you can't, because you can. That's what dopamine means to me. It might mean something completely different to Boz, but hey, lyrics are up to interpretation by whoever's reading them, listening to them, et cetera, et cetera. And that's what it means to me. So I would like you to know, if this is a tough time for you, if you're not around someone that you wish you were around, if someone is at odds with you, if you're at odds with someone else, if someone ruined your holiday, if you ruined the holiday, yes, acknowledge the shit that's fucked up about other people, about yourself, but also understand other people, especially if you love them, are redeemable, and you, because you should love yourself, are redeemable. If you just so happen to be like the black sheep, or you just so happen to be the one that got drunk and fucked shit up, or just got angry and fucked shit up, you know, please don't put that past you. You still qualify. And going into the new year, I'd like for you to know that, because I think the holidays do a lot. The holidays put you in a position where you're confronted with issues that maybe should be vocalized, but you internalize, like I said earlier, and they fester and they grow. And that's why these emotions are so on high, because it's elephants in rooms that are never addressed, but they're still felt. Or if you happen to vocalize it, or things just didn't happen to go the right way in addressing certain issues or situations. Yeah, I'd like you to know that you're redeemable. And also, I want to speak to parents specifically, but this applies to anybody. I'd like to speak to parents that are not with their children this holiday, and or anyone that's not with someone that they love this holiday, that's missing them, that has lost them. I would like you to know that it's okay to still enjoy things. Like, you have the right to, you know. Sometimes, especially like for myself as a mom, I feel like, oh my god, I'm missing my son, who's with his dad he's not with me currently. To think like, oh my god, this holiday sucks, he's not here. But then I also have two other wonderful boys that deserve a good holiday, you know. And so, to my parents that may be kind of in this limbo too, like, I want to be sad and I'm low-key depressed, but you deserve it too. Like, you deserve to enjoy these moments, enjoy your gifts if you have them. If you don't, enjoy the gifts that are the people that love you and are around you. And you have that right as well. That doesn't mean you love whoever's not there any less. Just means that you are allowing you, which you should, allow yourself to have a good time, to enjoy those around you, to enjoy the moments and feel your hurt, feel your pain, feel the missing that you have, but also don't keep happiness from yourself that is available to you right then and there. Often, and I'm a parent that's very loving and very, like, my children are my life. So to not have one is like, feels very depressing for me. And this year I went over my sister-in-law's home for Christmas Eve, and I just kind of wanted to just be in a room by myself and just like, maybe just sleep it off. And I know had things been different, I wouldn't be this way. But then I also allowed myself to know, like, look, it is a sad situation. It is something you're going to have to get through, and something you are getting through, and something that does have a resolution at the end. I'd like to express that too to parents that are going through like custody stuff. Like, things have resolutions. Gotta believe that. You gotta believe that, like, the sky is blue, or else you will be very, very doomed and very self-damaging. There's already like other things at play and other people at play out to like damage you. Don't be a part of it. Don't self-inflict it. And I was gonna be like that yesterday as well. We went over because we don't really celebrate Christmas Day, but Nipsey's family does. So we went over and I allowed myself like, okay, you know what? Because I wanted to stay home and I was talking to my husband like, hey, I think I would just want to stay in bed and just kind of be sad. And he reminded me like, look, we have our two other boys. We're a family. We should go. Like, there's love. There's still there. Although you might be missing. I'm sorry. Although you might be missing someone's love, that doesn't mean that the love from others around you is non-existent or doesn't count for anything. So I've been through like this roller coaster of emotions and parents feel me, people that lost. And this just doesn't, again, like I want to express this especially to parents because I don't feel like they may get this type of acknowledgement. But it goes the same if you've been through a breakup. It goes the same if you lost someone that you really love, if they passed away. It goes the same if you feel like you yourself just aren't deserving of the happiness of the holidays. So again, I just want to let you know, yes, it's fucking tough. No, it's not wrong to feel these negative things during the holidays. No, you're not incapable of being redeemed or incapable of enjoying it or incapable of being present. Just give yourself, allow yourself. A lot of the times during this holiday, we're like excusing ourselves from certain functions or excusing ourselves from certain, I guess, confrontations or it's us. It's us setting these rules and limits and boundaries and standards of what we can and can't do, what we should and should not do. It's okay to ease up on that. It's okay to tell yourself, look, this should happen. I deserve to still enjoy this holiday. I deserve to still have a good one. And if some shit happened to be fucked up this holiday, like, look, yes, that shit happened. It's fucked up. But I'm only as at fault as the lack of effort I put in to get better if it's your fault. It's only your bad if you really don't do or put in any effort to rectify things within yourself, within that relationship. And it's only as final as your pride lets it be. Sometimes people fuck up. Sometimes people don't do you right. All of that. But things are only as final and as damaging to you as you and your pride allow it to be. These are choices that you have now. These are choices that, and that's the beautiful thing about like what this message is supposed to be. You have a lot of options in front of you for this holiday, for this new year to come, for this new decade to come, as everyone's freaking spinning it. But, and yes, I know it is a new decade. It's just being marketed so ugh, to me, like, oh, a new decade, last day. It's like, dog. We're all still going to feel like it's a new year. But damn, I forgot my train of thought. See what I get for talking shit? Oh yeah, you have the options. You have the choices. You have a lot of power in you. You have the power to allow yourself, to give yourself permission to enjoy the holidays regardless of your situations. You have the power to put in effort into getting better if you ended up fucking up Christmas. I'm sorry are two words that you have the power of saying. And will come out of your mouth at your will. You have the power to say, I forgive you, whether you receive a sorry or not. Those are words that come out voluntarily through your mouth. And you have the power to love others, even if it's not returned, even if you don't see it, even if they're not there to show it. You have the power to love them, feel for them, and still enjoy the moment with the people that are there. There's so many things you have, the choice to do, the options. Just like Boss said, you are never as low as you think. And I think that's my song suggestion for today, Dopamine by Boz. Now, I don't know how drug-induced this song is, but when I listen to it, I really like it. Like him and Cause Kill It on this song. Yeah, I would say listen to that. It's off of his Too High to Riot project. The song is called Dopamine by Boz. Okay, well, I will leave you here. I hope this message gets to those that it should and those that need to hear it. Again, parents, if you're going through your own custody stuff, the holidays is so stressful. And there's more I would like to say again once this custody proceedings kind of come to an end, I'll be able to speak more about it and hopefully use my pain and my struggle and my situation and express it for others that may be going through the same thing so that it's not done in vain. And again, I encourage, should you be going through your own struggle, maybe take time to evaluate whether you could be an advocate for that or how you can express that so that others know they're not alone and you feel like you are focusing your energy the correct way. And I just want to let you know that it takes a lot. I understand. It takes so much to talk about your struggle because it's embarrassing, because people may judge you for it, because people may not even know the whole story and already tick at the opinion that they have about you over it. That is one thing that I had a very, very tough time being very critical of whether I should say anything. But again, I can't. I feel like that's what I'm meant here to do. And that's why I'm going through this particular struggle myself, so that I can be an advocate for it and show those also going through it my support. All right, that is episode 27. I hope to get a new one in before the new year. I will already tell you, like, it's probably going to be sad too, but I'm hoping that it's not sad. I think there's something in this year that is going to be unforgettable for all of us. I know for me specifically, this year is like, if I went through the years of my life, this is a standout year, not necessarily for the best reasons, although I did give birth to my youngest, Luis Hermias, this year, and I love him so very much, and he is a God's gift. This year is something else. This year is a lot. And honestly, I feel like we're leaving 2019 survivors, if anything. Like, whoa. Been put through the ringer. Might not even feel like you can stroll or strut into 2020. You might be freaking crawling into 2020. You might be like freaking gasping for air to get to 2020, but you're making it. 2019 did not win. All right, talk to you soon. Got a whole tank of dopamine, flush it. You're only as low as you think. Fuck it. You're never as low as you think. Nah, man, you're never as low as you think.